Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome. This is your brother Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your light and I will get what I want. Do I know what I want? Something to think about. Well, let's get into our love story for a few minutes. Let's talk about love. What they're teaching you is obsession. Because once you get married, there's no reason, and I'm learning lessons that I should have learned a long time ago, but I didn't. Okay, I was married once, you know, and boy, I didn't have a clue. Didn't have a clue how to treat her, didn't have a clue how to do nothing. I was so naive. I got married before I got out of service. I was, 19, 20, something in that area. And I wasn't taught anything about what I really needed to know. Most of all, the people that were teaching the book didn't unload the real information in the book. I wouldn't have to struggle so long on this journey that I'm on right now, you know? I'm not struggling now. Boy, did I have to struggle to get to this point. Now, we're talking about religion today. We're talking about spirituality today. They've convoluted so much about everything that it's hard to know who's on first and what's on second. That's an old joke from back in the day. We have a lot to redo based on what was taught to us and based on what we're being taught today. That's why we're arguing, fussing with each other. We can't seem to get along about nothing. It just don't make sense. Unless you're either going to be somebody's slave or have somebody be your slave, it's very, very tricky. Relationships are very tricky, you know? Nowadays, women don't want to be nobody's slaves, and men don't want to be slave masters, you know? That's what's causing a problem in relationships, okay? The women that don't want to be slaves are hard to find somebody, you know what I mean, that don't want to be her master. And the men that don't want to be slave master, it's hard to find somebody that don't want to be masters, that want to be masters, that don't want to be masters. You know, it's kind of tricky. But when you meet somebody and there's a bonding between you two, right, and you decide that you want to live life's journey together, the key to the whole thing is that you both have to know what you want. If you know what you want and you hook up because you pretty much want the same things out of life, all right, then all you have to do is remember, love is an act and make her feel good. If you don't think to make her feel good, she don't think to make you feel good, you're both on your way to in the same direction. Now, she's going to New York and you're going to Washington, you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? But if you're both going to New York, I mean, life can be just great. Okay? So the first thing that you need to do when you're hooking up with somebody, not because they're so beautiful, they look so good, you know, and you just turned on by them, that's not a good reason to hook up. The reason you should hook up with somebody is that they're going the same way you're going. And once you expose that, you're feeling comfortable exposing exactly who you are. Be the real you. Don't put on no airs and all that kind of stuff. Just be the real you. And if they're going the way you're going and they like the real you, man, it's a match made in heaven. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on. So we're picking our partners by the wrong criteria. All right? So, but the main thing is that each of you has to know what you want, what you're trying to do. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Now, let's say that one of you wants to be in the music. If the other one wants to be in the music, okay, and there's a bonding, okay, that works. But if one wants to be in music, one wants to be an architect, you never see each other. You know? He's off building, you're all playing the instrument or singing or whatever you're doing. There's no there's no way you won't have time to enjoy each other's company, to enjoy each other's time together. And relationships take time, you know. You have to spend time with each other, you know. Now, I was into the music, and the person I married didn't care less about music. In fact, they didn't know what they want. After a while, they went into the medical thing. And I'm all playing music, running all over the country. They're off healing people, stuff like that there. And it was a mess, you know. It was a real mess. So, but I know better now. 100 years later, I know better now. And if I was to pick a mate, she'd have to be going where I'm going, you know. People say, well, what about race? I don't care what color she is. Basically, I really don't care, you know. If they're going the way I'm going, then that's fine. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, don't care, you know. Well, you selling out because you hooking up with a white? It doesn't matter. I'm not selling out. I'm hooking up with what's on the agenda for me, you know. And, see, now love is not something that you do. You don't fall in love. You give your love 100%. And the only way that love is taken down, they have to do things to take the love, to take that love from you. See what I'm saying? And if their every act is to make you feel good, how could they take the love from you? They can't, you know? There's a little idiosyncrasy that we all have, or how neat we are, what we eat and stuff like that. All those things can change if that's going to make a difference. You follow what I'm saying? But none of those things should make a difference. You know, that's how they are. That's how they are. You know, as long as they're doing things that make you feel good, none of that should matter. It shouldn't matter whether they eat cornflakes in the morning or steak. You know what I mean? It shouldn't matter to you. Although it does matter to them. It matters to you that they're not going to be healthy eating like that. So you might put a little pressure on how to eat, stuff like that there. But other than that, it works. Unless you start getting picky, vanity steps in, you know. It's a lot of little things that are destroying relationships. And the biggest one is that you're both not going in the same direction. You want different things. If you want different things, it's going to send you on different journeys, different roads. So you got long-term relationships because two people hook up, they don't want the same thing. If you want the same thing that I like to the person that you're with, the journey will last a long time. Now, if you don't want nothing and that person don't want nothing, then there's another match made heaven. You can both run around doing nothing together for the rest of your lives, you know? So that's what's going on. And normally when you hook up in a relationship and if the person don't know what they want, they'll change when they find out what they want. And that change will cause relationships to break up. Because now you don't see eye to eye no more. You're going in a different, you want to go in a different direction than you was going in the first place. Because you thought she wanted the same thing you wanted. He wanted the same thing you wanted. So you have to really have to know what you want when you hook up in relationships, okay? Just remember, love is an act and it governs your good. So this is what we're talking about, okay? Now, there's there's a lot more to love. We'll get more back into it in a few minutes. Right now, let's get into some of the questions that are floating around out there, you know? All right, look. Take the key that's in the book, which is Psalm 82. Psalm 82 is the key that opens the book. I'm just telling you. That's the key that opens the book. All right? Now, if you're in the tyrannical church of Christ and Allah, okay, or Christ and the All, we say Allah, but it's a more familiar term. If you're in a tyrannical church, it's one thing that you have to accept. You have to accept the fact that you are a God and you have unlimited potential. All right? And the only teacher that we have is Jesus the Christ, okay? The only teacher that we have. And you have to accept those two things. Accept those two things, and we're on the road together, you know? Once you have your DNA awakening and you begin reading your DNA, all right, we're on the same page, all right? Now, we have a society. We're not setting up a church. We're setting up a government within the government. You know, a lot of them say that. You got a lot of work with the Nation of Islam. You got the UNIA. You got the Panthers. You got Robert Ali and the Moors, you know. These are supposed to be governments within the government, but they're not. Okay? How does the government function? Now, that's what you have to deal with. The government functions as a trust. That's how government functions. Government functions as a trust. Spiritual component, and you have the government component, okay? Now, the government component, now, this might go for you a little bit, but the government component is supposed to be the reap what you sow component. The spiritual component is literally supposed to be your doggy dog component. What? Don't you have it backwards? No, we don't have it backwards. Because the spiritual emphasis on your life gives you the power to overcome the doggy dog guy, because they're coming. I don't care what you do, they're coming. Your government is supposed to have you organized enough to put boots on the ground. Hello? Boots on the ground where that incorporeal entity is the driving force with the boots on the ground. That's what's going on. So you have a military, right, that's spiritual. You have a spiritual military. When I say spirit, I'm talking about people that recognize that this little meat suit that they're in isn't really them, that there's something more powerful, more wonderful inside driving the meat suit, all right? So this is what we're talking about. And that's why I'm telling you that the key to the book, you need the book. The key to the book is Psalm 82. That opens up the book, all right? This gives you a thought process that will enable you to see and hear. What I should say, those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have ears, let them hear. You can talk to somebody. They seem like they got ears, but they can't hear words you're saying. And mommy, say in one ear and out the other. You know, same thing with the money. Money goes right through their hands. They can't keep two nickels. You know what I mean? So this is what's going on. This is what we have to do. So we're going to start every Sunday with the key and show you why it's the key, why you need Psalm 82 to open the book. All right? This is, they stay away from Psalm 82 because they don't want you to open the book. They stay away from Psalm 82. No, they don't talk about Psalm 82. It's not part of the conversation. Because if you understood that you were a God and you have unlimited potential, they can't come at you with the nonsense. All right? Well, you have to obey God. Well, what God are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Since every man, woman, and child on the planet is a God, what God are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? That's the question. Well, you can't disobey God. That means that every person that wrote something, that wrote one of those books that's in the Bible, was a God. Now, what God are you listening to from the book? You know? Are you listening to the gods that knew they were God and function as God? Or you listen to a man talking about a God that they're following? See, that's what I'm saying. If you listen to a man talking about the God that they're following, you listen to the wrong guy. You know what I mean? Yeah, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, okay? They were men listening to a God that they were following. So why do we listen to their concepts and explanation of the person that knew they was God? We should be listening to the thought process of the person that knew they were God, because they held the key. They had the key to the book. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things that Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John are trying to explain, they don't have enough conscious understanding to explain, because they explain it to you from a man's point of view. I'm just saying. And from a man's point of view, you're limited by nature. See, from a God's point of view, you're not limited by nature. Nature does not limit you. Oh, brother, what evidence do you have around you that suggests that? It's telling you all throughout the book, if you just listen to the book that you're reading, let's deal with Moses. Moses first went down to Egypt. Oh, man, I don't have the power to deal with these people. I can't even talk the language. Excuse me. Jehovah, look, man. You know, no, you can't do this as a man. You're not going to be able to do this as a man. So here's what I'm going to do. This is what it says right in your book. I'm not making that up. I'm going to make you a god. That's what I told him. But you need a mouthpiece. So I'll make you a god. I'll make Aaron your prophet. What's a prophet? Prophet is a mouthpiece. A prophet is somebody explaining. A prophet is a man explaining what he's getting from God. You follow what I'm saying? So we're supposed to be following whoever was in a thought process knew that they were God, because they're coming with keys. They're coming with understandings that you might not be getting other places. All right? Now, when we talk about religion, let's go into some of these keys. There was no religion. I'm going to say this slow, okay, so you can hear real good. There was no religions in the Bible like we have today. What you're following today are cults, not religion. You understand? Religion means realigning yourself with source energy. Only way to understand, I should say the only way, but the best way to understand source energy is to begin to realize who you are. Who are you? I am a God with unlimited potential. And the power of the universe flows and works through me. So I can do whatever I want. Well, I'm saying, as long as it's based on the universal law of reap what you sow, which is science. See, there's supposed to be a moral, you don't come from it, there's supposed to be a moral thing to the science. Science without morality, oh, man. It could go out of control. Do you understand what I'm saying? Science without morality can get out of control. Okay? That's why they make these big bombs. It's supposed to be civilians, military. And the military is supposed to have a religious component. See? The military is supposed to be dealing with reap what you sow. From a dog-eat-dog point of view. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. How are we going to be both? The reap what you sow component is coming from the society that governs the military, all right? The dog-eat-dog aspect is how the military functions, but there's supposed to be a spiritual component. The people in the military are supposed to know that they're God, and they know that they're up against God. That way, they won't underestimate their opponent. Think about that for a minute. Why do you think that the indigenous people all over the world have been failing? Because they have been functioning as men and women. And the person that came after them knew they were God. There's a big difference when you're coming at somebody that can rise above nature, and you can't. All right? You running around thinking that you have to slaughter helpless animals to eat. You know? Well, that's nature. That's man. You know, when you get so far into nature, you become doggy dog, you know, or not totally doggy dog. When you cross nature helps you realize that you're not supposed to just decimate he's not supposed to genocide or make extinct animals, insects. You're not supposed to do that. And you're not supposed to be eating everything on the doggone planet. That's not how it works. Based on the area that you're born in, you're supposed to be eating stuff that's indigenous to where you're born, the crops, the food, everything that you're growing. That's nature. But once you become God, you're above all that. You know you don't have to kill these animals to survive. In fact, you don't even have to eat vegetables or eat it all to survive. You can survive strictly off the air. That's a substance in the air called prana, your pranic substance. You can breathe and eat, you know? I'm working on it. But I haven't gotten there yet. Right now, I'm still doing the vegetable thing, all right? I've learned that you just can't eat any kind of vegetable, that you have to put vegetables together in a combination to eat, all right? Now, we're back to the book. We got to the book, and we're still talking about the key. The key to the book is Psalm 82. Now, when you think of Psalm 82, what do you think of? Everywhere they talk about God, they talk about a man and a woman. Everywhere in the book. All of them do this. All these cult leaders do this. They come at you with certain expressions, you know? There's only one God. What book are they reading? You know, the book clearly says, Psalm 82, you're all gods. So if the book say we're all gods, how come they keep functioning with this one God thing? You understand what I'm saying? If we're all gods and they got you following one God, a God that you can't have trouble communicating with, okay, we're following Jesus. Okay, well, why don't you let Jesus come down here and talk to everybody? Everybody don't know how to talk to Jesus, you know? But see, they kicking game, man. I'm telling you, they kicking game. What are some of the cult terms that they're using to lock you in for this cult mentality? Whereas you think you're less than and not equal to. The first thing they tell you is that you were created. But if you are God, see what I'm saying? You know you could not have been created because you're made up out of something. You couldn't have been made from nothing. That's the first thing. And if you know that you're not created and you're made up out of the same wonderful substances that the universe is made up out of, right? See what I'm saying? Then you are carrying power. The universe works for you. And if you're asking for stuff based on reap what you sow, that's the law of the universe, reap what you sow, okay? If you're asking for things from the universe based on reap what you sow, the universe will make sure you get it, all right? Now, you can take that energy that's coming in from the universe and go into your doggy dog mode. Oh, I'm a leader. I'm a king. I'm a queen. I was born to rule. Yeah, you were born to rule yourself, not of God. You were born to work with other gods, to turn this planet into a paradise, you know? How can you be God and you, how can you be God if you know you got people down the street homeless, no food, no nothing? You got gods down the street homeless, no food, no nothing, but they don't know they got. And that's why they're out there like that. And you living and your boat costs enough money to eliminate every homeless person in your neighborhood. Your boat, not your house, just your boat, just your car, you know what I'm saying? What kind of God are you? You don't know you God, see what I'm saying? You're functioning like a man taking advantage of people who don't understand nature. See, if they understood nature, they wouldn't be out there like that because it's against the nature of God to be homeless and walk the street because God can figure ways to get around all that. You know what I mean? That's what God do. See? That's what God does. God can figure a way out of the madness. And this is what you have to do. But first, as a tyrannicalist, right, you have to accept the fact that you are a God and you have unlimited potential. You can do whatever you want. anybody that put restraints on you as God, you have a problem. You look at some of these churches. Whoa, women can't be preachers, and women can be whatever they want to be. No, women can't do certain things, but the goddess, you know what I'm saying? You can't hold her back like that. You can't put limitations on her, what she can and what she cannot do, you know? But she can do whatever she wants. You follow what I'm saying? Those of you who are getting caught up in the cult, all right, we're going to break this thing down to you, all right? Those of you who are getting caught up in the cult, let me give you some of the cult expressions that they're using on you to get you caught up in the cult, all right? Now, first, let's take a minute. And let's go to the commercial. On Sunday, we do all the commercials. We get back to some of the people that give it to us, right? This is Elohim Five Tribe, Constellation Elohim, Society of Love Radio. This is Elohim Speaks from 8 to 9 p.m. Out of Philadelphia, right? You call the numbers 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to speak or you have something to say. And if you want to give a shout out or something, then we'll listen to you. But now there's been a change. We're on every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They work today. What I want to do right now, what I still had about is not there. Oh, that's right, I'm looking at the commercial. So I'll get into that at the end of the commercial, exactly what we're going to be doing on different days that we're on air, okay? call in and give a shout. Press 1. We don't mention your name. You let me mention the last 4 digits of your phone number, all right? And then after that, you can, you can say whatever you have to say. But you can interact. If you want, you can challenge me on some of the things that I'm saying if you want. All right? We just use the last 4 digits of the phone number, okay? we'll be on the air every day, okay? And I'll get into that a little bit later on as to what we're going to be talking about on a day-to-day basis, okay? This thing is a little out of date here, so I got to get my stuff. How do we pay the bills? We have released gospel CDs and have books on the market that you can purchase that will help us pay some of these bills down here, okay? The CD that I have on the market, the gospel CD, Jesus is coming, and we think that when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from, right? He's coming out of the goddess's womb, where he came from the first time, He sits out there. When Jesus comes back, he's not going to flop out of the sky. He's going to come out of 1 year. So we need those babies. brothers, it takes two to make them. So it takes two to take care of them, okay? So be mindful of the child you're dumping. It might just be a child that gets out of this mess. Remember, children are the tree of life. And we have to eat out of what the tree of life produces. I know I'm saying things that are unusual to you, but you have to listen. I'm trying to wake you up. You have to teach your children to be producers, all right? If they're not producing anything, they're going to be in trouble, and we're going to be in trouble, okay? I don't forget to check on my book, John Prescriptions Part 2. Because you come for more information on the book or CD, call TCCA, John for Church of Christ and Life, 215-758-1703 from 95, okay? And you get more information, all right? I'm just rushing through this here because I'm going to set up a whole new commercial because some things are a little different. Okay, we have somebody checking in here. I will hit you right after the commercial. I'll come at you, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Rock Scribe. I like him because he understands our history. He feels in the missing pieces. Give a shout-out for the Legacy of the Nation show. It's not broadcast, and we're broadcasting for the Legacy of the Nation on Saturday, all right? So that'll be Black History. We're talking about Black History and stuff on Saturday, okay? I do give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra Levy. She has spoken word, so she speaks really good. Well, last time I checked the channel, she was singing. I didn't know she could sing. She sounded pretty good too. So I might try to figure out how to get that CD. Okay, just to give us some support. That's what we're supposed to do, support each other, right? Okay, I have to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on our YouTube at Nikki Love Woonam. The call-in number is 909-749-8626. You can check her out and get all the information you want just by calling that number, okay? I'll have to give a shout-out to Division 121 out of Pennsylvania, the UNAACL 1918 and 1929 out of the world. They meet every week. For more information, just call President Mark B. at 267-822-2320, although he's been President Mark is in Africa right now. So I'm sure he has somebody monitoring the phones. We also have the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries. They make signs, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just give them a call. 609-638-5828. I got four outfits, and they fit very well. Safemore Electronics. That's one of my children's companies. The children have to be producers. If you want some electrical work done out of the lucky area, just give them a call, 215-909-3352. That's 9-5, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name Thornton Key, T. Thornton. He's an old-school star. He's got 7 CDs on the market, so you can catch him. For information about Tom Thornton, just call 267-259-4077. In fact, if you listen to my CD on that beautiful harmony, yeah, he's sung from a harmony, stuff from the back. That's beautiful. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Talk Learning Academy, okay, licensed and certified. She's a veteran, she was currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. That's one of my children, too. They're producers. Taylor Talk has a 4-ounce school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-628-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our email address, Taylor Talk Learning Academy, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to Residential Naturopathic Healers. We have Dr. Paul, and his number is 215-779-7355, and Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864, okay? So if you're sick and, you know, and you're not calling one of these special leaders, very much you have not. Nobody's supposed to be sick. So call these guys, and don't worry. Be happy, okay? Now, before we get back into the topic, I just wanted to just scroll down a little bit and give you an idea. No, it's not on this on this page either. Okay. All right. So right now we're gonna go straight to our caller, 6666, who's on the air right now. We're gonna see what they have on their mind. And then we're going to continue with the show, okay? 7566, you're on the air.
Peace, big brother. Peace.
Ah, peace, brother. How you doing? Yes, sir. How you making out where you are?
Listen, didn't make it.
Get out of here. What happened?
COVID scenario, I ran into a predicament with at the airport where they wouldn't let me on a plane because of the fact that I needed 72 hours. Within 72 hours, I needed to be in Amsterdam. But due to the fact that that wasn't clear to me, that I was thinking within the 72 hours of being here in the States, I didn't know Amsterdam was the required place that I needed to be within that 72 hours for me to be within my test time of my coronavirus positive test. Test results, you know. So they wouldn't let me on the plane, you know. So, but some reason they let Mark P on the plane. He was late to the airport, and somehow he was able to get on the plane, and I wasn't, you know. So there was also an issue with him not even calling me while he was there at the airport, you know. So, and so I was waiting for him, but he never came because he already got on the plane somehow, and never called me at the airport or nothing. But that's another subject.
Right.
But I rebooked flight, so which cost me more money, but I have to get there because I'm trying to make this arrangement for people who come in July to Tanzania. I want to try to make some arrangements for everybody to secure that, you know, that trip. So, of course, I'll be back in June, and I'll be right back out in July, hopefully, you know, we have some people going.
Right. Well, I'm sorry you ran into one of those snags out there. You're saying that you had to be in Amsterdam within 72 hours of your coronavirus negative check.
Yes. And well, you got that so clear. That's a, you're a sharp elder, I tell you that.
Oh, I'm trying. So they didn't make them plain to you.
So, no, it wasn't plain. They just said 72 hours, you know, at the airport at first, but you have to go on KML's or, KML's website, to their website, and see that information.
Okay. So, in other words, Mark P. and them need that information.
I don't know how, because I booked this ticket. So by me, I booked this ticket. He said he was able to get his coronavirus on the same day that I took it, but somehow he was able to get on the plane and I was not. You know, and I have to call Delta Airline to find out why. Was someone who I paid for his flight was able to get on the plane that had required for the 72 hours, and I wasn't. And you know,
I don't deal with coincidence when we deal with Big Brother. Because if you're spearheading the mission, that would make you the leader. See what I'm saying? So they stop the leader from going. You know what I mean? This is what's on their mind.
Yeah.
You're spearheading the mission. See what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's...
I don't deal with coincidence.
Yeah, my wife, Malika says the same thing. My wife said the same thing. I say the same thing. You know,
right, because...
So.
You know, I've been talking so long, and I know they little tricks. You know what I mean?
Stuff,
you know. Well, you rebooked your flight, and so when are you leaving now?
I'll be leaving in April. I'm leaving in April. So.
Oh, so the three of y'all won't be over there together.
Say it again.
So the three of y'all won't be over there together.
No.
Y'all won't be together
no.
at the same time.
He'll be on his mission. They'll be on their mission. And I'll be on my mission. Yeah.
So basically what Big Brother did is got them over there without leadership. you gotta love it. You gotta love it. You gotta play with it. You know?
Yeah. I'm getting the frantic calls, though. To find out, you know, how we hook up with my people. All of a sudden, the phone works. You know, but didn't work in the airport when he was getting on the plane. It didn't work when he got to Atlanta. You know, but now all of a sudden it works.
Are you talking about your phone?
No,
phone. A Mark's phone.
Yeah, he said he tried to call me, and he couldn't find the calls in his call log that he tried to call me. I waited all the way up to 30 minutes until the flight was ready to take off. Actually,
right.
You know, 30 minutes before his flight was to take off. I waited for him just, you know, because I was concerned about him. Plus, I had bags, which he was carrying on the plane for me.
Right.
And due to the fact I had those bags, I'm like, you know, I'm frantic about the fact that I have all these bags and how I'm going to get them on the plane. But due to the fact I was already flagged not to get on the plane, he never called to say, you know, so what's going on with the bags? I'm going to get the bags, you know, for you to fly. He don't even know my circumstances.
Well,
he
didn't
ask me if I made it on the flight or nothing. You understand?
Well, the first thing you do in a battle is cut communication. So he might not have been able to call you. You know what I mean? I mean, all this sounds planned. It sounds
He don't have no call log on his own phone to show that he tried to call me.
Yeah, well, that happens too. I had people call me and there's nothing on the phone. They say that they called. That, I'm just telling you, Big Brother, Big Brother's mean, bro. I'm telling you.
When you pressing the button on your own phone and makes a call, that don't get deleted. If I'm making a call to you and say, you know, and there's been situations you said, you know, you haven't received my call. But I have a call on my side that I called you. You understand?
Right.
And my call log shows I called you.
Right.
It don't get deleted from my phone.
Well, you have to literally look at the other person's phone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he said he couldn't find it on his phone that he made a call to me. So that was the problem. Because he never made the call to me.
Well, that's interesting because...
That's what I'm saying. Very interesting, brother.
Yeah, well, you have to ask yourself, can they do that? See what I'm saying? Can they constrict the calls on a person's phone where the phone is not actually working? And if the phone ain't working, you can try to call somebody, but it ain't going to register nothing because the phone's not working. That has happened to me before. They shut the phone down. You know what I mean? And they have technology whereas when you try to make a call, it goes to them first before it goes to the caller. They do that. They're doing that in the States too. They have these little Roman cars that they roam around where in a certain area, they have all the cars go through them first before it goes to the caller, and they can block the call. And they can also shut your phone down, whereas no matter, the phone is literally off. So you can try, you know, you can try to make a call, but the phone is not registering. You're making no calls because your phone is off. They shut the phone down. They can do that, you know? So, I've never been, I don't know if I've done it or not. I'm not sure. Where I tried to call people, they have shut my phone down before, where I couldn't call nobody, I couldn't get on the air. I missed one of the episodes. I couldn't get on.
Let me tell you the phone call, when I was listening to your dialogue prior to, that your whole call was sounding garbled.
Okay.
So I didn't really understand what it is that you were saying prior to me talking to you.
Now that's been interesting.
Malik was sitting there wondering what was going on. Why, you know, I was wondering, was it our network? But we got Wi-Fi over here, so it's not like our phone don't, you know, it would be any struggle like, you know, we were in a bad area or something.
Well, this call is going to 15 different countries. And so if it's garbled. Now, normally I have two lines connected to the show so I can hear what I'm saying, you know? But this time I decided not to do that because I know how they play. I want to make sure that I'm getting out. You know what I'm saying? I know they stop my text. People aren't getting my texts and stuff, so I'm just rolling with, you know, the ones that are calling every day, they're calling every day. But my texts aren't going out properly. I can't do no group text. I got 275 people that I be group texting, and I can't group text them no more. So I have to call check a few people at a time. But today, nobody got a text today. You know what I'm saying? This is how they be playing. So if you're saying that the message is being garbled when it's going out, that's interesting. Then I'm going to download. I'm going to download the show.
It's clear right now. Our conversation right now is clear. But listening in to you is garbled.
That's probably because we're not talking about nothing that's gonna affect these guys. You know what I mean? We're just talking about how the targeting that they do, right? And they are targeting you, but you're gonna have to be mindful that they're gonna play their little games, you know? Because there's no way if you two set up at the same time, he got on the plane and you didn't. There's something fishy about that. It's not a coincidence, you know? And since you were spearheading every doggone thing, that means they're there without leadership. See what I'm saying? So took the leader out and let the minions go. This is how they play. And then they interrupt the communication. All of these are not coincidences. They're doing this, you know? And it's possible that they shut his phone down when he tried to call and there's no register of his call because his phone was off. You know, they do that too. But you can rectify that when you get in touch with him when he gets back or when you get over there or however, you know. How long is he supposed to stay over there?
He's staying until the 7th.
He's over there until the 7th of next month?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be on my way back.
Okay. That's pretty good planning on Big Brother's side. Make sure that y'all not over there together, huh? That was the excitement. Bobby Boat when they were talking, yeah, we all gonna be over there at the same time. That's gonna be great. Big Brother has something to say about that one. So the closest, the nearest flight you can get would be in April.
Yeah. Any flight sooner? I was looking at $2,500.
I'm looking at more money.
Yeah,
okay.
Looking at more money.
Because you're booking
that's
it right
probably
away.
What I was looking at it. But I didn't go another route. I could have even went another route. I could have had
right. And that's because you're booking it right away rather than having time in between where you can use one of the services or something for the flight to be cheaper. Boy, they play a mean game. You got to love them. All right. Well, we got about 6 minutes left. I appreciate you calling me, checking in, and let me know what's going on because I didn't
have to see what
happened. I know you was leaving, you know, and I know a lot of things is going on. So I'm going to go back to the show here for the next 5 minutes, right?
Okay, then.
And,
okay.
If it's still garbled as I'm talking, right, hit one to go off air, and then hit one to come back on air again. And that will let
me.
I'm just going to leave your mic open. So if it's garbled, just jump in and let me know, okay?
Okay,
that's a new trick they're playing now. Normally the call is pretty clear, you know, as I'm downloading
right.
Shows, it's pretty clear, you know. All right, well, we got about 5 minutes left. So I'm going to go back into some of the sayings that they're talking about when you're under a cult. These are some of the cult phrases, all right? That's why I'm waiting for some of these guys to challenge me on this book. I ain't been challenged yet. Maybe they will sooner or later. But these are some of the cult phrases that you know that you're in a cult. Because there are no cults set up. They didn't have cults set up in the book. But they had cults set up in the book, but no religions were set up in the book, in the Bible. Because, and all of them are using different things from the Bible to make it sound like they're the chosen ones or we're the God, just like there's no religion in the book. They didn't have a Hebrew religion. They didn't have a Christian religion. And then you got the holiness, you know. Well, so since God mentioned that you should be holy, they're saying that's the only religion that we should have. That's insane. When I start catching up with these guys, you'll see what's going on, right? These are some of the cult phrases. You're God's chosen people. when you hear these sayings, then you know you're in a cult. I'm just telling you, you know. You are the original people of God. God has named your religion. Someone is the one true God. God is all-knowing. God is all-seeing. God is everywhere. God, the big, you have the big G and the little G God, you know. Your Savior is coming to save you one day. You were created. Everything was created. These are cult phrases. When you hear these phrases, you didn't know you're in a cult. Because if you're realigning yourself with source energy, you'll realize that you weren't created, you were made. You're made out of the same substance that the universe is made up out of. And that you have an incorporeal entity inside of you that's driving this meat suit that you have, okay? We only got a couple of minutes. Well, if you have, if you want to challenge anything that I'm saying, just hit one, okay? And I will open up your mic. You can come at me, okay? Well, so right now, we're just about out of time here. So, well, I went to quite a book, but the whole thing about the book, the key to unlock is Psalm 82. The preachers aren't talking about that. If they're talking about that, they want you in the thought process that you're less than and not equal to something. Who going to go against God? Well, if Psalm 82 is the key, what God you talking about? Because we all God. Follow the money. Whoever's controlling the money, that's the God they're talking about. They're talking about themselves. You follow what I'm saying? See, now, you know, based on Psalm 82, that we're all gods. So when they talk about this one great God, they're literally talking about the head of the organization that they're running, which is themselves. You know what I'm saying? But they beating you up. God going, I want to thank God for allowing me to do this. You know, he's really thanking himself. Or unless he's following like Careful Dollar. He's following, I forget the group's name, but he's Copeland. See, he's following Copeland. Doing from, he's learning this, how to run a church from Kenneth Copeland. So I'm just saying, well, we're really about out of time. But remember those phrases. When you hear those phrases, okay, you're literally in a cult. And you're supposed to be realigning yourself with source energy. If you take a magnet and rub it against a nail, okay, we got about 60 seconds. If you take a magnet and rub it against a nail, the nail becomes a magnet. If you're realigning yourself with source energy, you become the energy that you're realigning yourself with, and you begin to use the power that you have. You're carrying power, okay? You don't have to pray for nothing. You just tell the universe what you want and keep moving towards, and through read what you sow, the universe will bring it to you, okay? I'm going to make my closing assertion while we're streaming. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reading what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace it to turn. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, those of you who are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And thanks for the update, brother. For the African information. Now, based on what he said, those of you who are listening, they're playing tricks out there. And if you're trying to do something for the people, trying to help uplift the people, so don't, the things that are happening, they're not coincident. They know what they're doing, okay? we got about 10 seconds. So with that, I'd just like to say we're on the air every day. I'm here every day, 8 o'clock, all right? So remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Go and have a feel-good day. Much love. We'll talk with you just more tomorrow, 8 to 9, okay?